Hey, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And tonight is our special night, which is Friday. And Friday we do paranormal talking. We have quite a bit of that during the week here, so if you wish to call in about some weird experience or something, we could maybe talk about it, shed some light on it, or just hear what you have to say. So let's first, since today's Friday, we will get you more centered, and we'll get rid of some of the emotional stuff that you're dealing with. So think of an issue if you like, and or I can go back the last 5 days. So some people have a lot of stuff happening, maybe one awful situation, so let's just release that now. So I'll go back 5 days, and that'll be included in it. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who live in the feeling body, as opposed to the emotions, remember, you normally, when you're in your heart center, there's no such thing as any of these. But when you live in the mind energy, then you're controlled by it, and you live somewhere in these different bodies. Remember, if you're in a lot of pain, then you're living in the pain body. If you're in the emotional arena, then you're in emotions. If you deal with feelings, which is not emotions, it may sound like it sometimes. Some people don't know the difference between emotions and feelings, and it's kind of hard to describe, but there is a difference there. The emotions are just experiencing the event, okay? You know, you go through life and things happen to you, and it kind of comes and goes, where, you know, and you really don't pay that much attention to it. You know, you just know that stuff happens daily. And you go, well, this happened to me, big deal. It happened in the past, and I'm just living my life now. Where somebody is in feelings, they're more, in a sense, maybe more in tune, or they look at the situations at a much deeper level. They get out the magnifying glass, maybe even the microscope, and they really get involved with their scenarios of what's happening to them. And they try to work them out, figure them out, and everything else. So this is the feeling person. So you know if you're a feeling person if you use feeling in your vocabulary. And most feeling people are a lot more sensitive. It's not that it's bad or good or anything else. It's just the way it is. Some people use their feelings to check out their environment around them. Is it safe for them? So they use their feelings. An emotional person probably would not necessarily even go there. They would just have the experience and not really understand what's happening until they came out the other end of an experience. Where a feeling person may have a lot more awareness. So let's do a feeling body clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's take some planets off everybody. So let's do 10 planets. These could be anything out there. These are what your spirit is choosing to release from you. So planet number one. Get that one out of you. So here we go. Remember, there's thousands of these that are alien energies that are being transmitted to you. Yuck. So number two, released. Number three, released. Number four, released. Number five, released. Six, released. Seven, released. Wow, eight, released. Nine, released. And 10, released. And I will do pain for people who may be in physical pain. So, again, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who live in your head a lot, live in the mental body, the thinker-type person, let's do a clearing to balance the left and right brain. So this, here we go. This is a mental clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and tonight is our paranormal night, so if you would like to call in, please do so. And we'll bring up our co-host tonight, which is Carrie. So are you out there, Carrie?
I am, Ron. Yes, hello, and hi to everybody out there in BBS land. So as Ron just mentioned, if you'd like to call in with any of your weird and wonderful stories to get Ron to shed some light on them, the number tonight is 415-762-1161. I'll say that one more time. And if anyone could type it into the fast chat, I'm finding I'm not able to type in. Annika, I see that you're on the fast chat today, so maybe you could be my fingers. That would be great. So the number again is 415-762-1161. 1161. And then since it is Friday tonight, Ron is doing his post-BBS show Q&A call, which will be around 8 o'clock Pacific time, so 11 Eastern. So the number for that one is, and this is anyone who wants to call in and ask questions. If you're new particularly, you'll get lots and lots of information on these calls. A lot of people come on them with many, many questions. So the number for that is 646-519-5800, 646-519-5800, and you'll be prompted to punch in a PIN number, and that's 9009, and then you hit the pound sign. Just so you know, when you're not asking a question, if you can mute by hitting star 6, that's very helpful. So, Ron, there's quite a bit of activity on the fast chat already. Mike is saying that in reference to your emotional and feeling body clearings, it sounds like he had both done, and I guess his lifetime clearings in both the emotional body and the feeling body, and feels that he lives in both of them, which is interesting because I was wondering which one I'm in. So that's an interesting point that he's making. And the first question we have is from Guest, and she's asking for a billboard clearing. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, and I'll be putting that on the website, I believe. I'm working on that right now. So let's just do that here. Just pick one thing that you're dealing with. Let's just say that's something that's not working out for you, because you're probably transmitting something to everybody that would be the opposite of what you really want to have in your life. Just think of something here, and we'll just see if we can release that from you here. Remember, this is your stuff. This is what your body and your spirit brings up to want to heal in your body, and it could also be something that maybe our alien buddies out there don't want you to have, okay? So they may be also transmitting something on your billboard. So here we go. Never thought about that one, but that's what they do too, through mind control. So if they can control your mind, then they can control your billboard too. Another paranormal show here. So here we go. Think of your situation that you have in your life and what you want to make better. And we're going to clear this out first, and we're going to reprogram it for you. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. I'd like you to first bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll energize the light beam. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's do the billboard, and then we'll talk about your twin flame connection here. So here we go. I'm going to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, feels heavy, 5, oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now I'd like you to think what you'd like to have brought into your life. Now this will be light energy, so it's not going to work with the darkness energy. Remember, the darkness energy more than likely was programmed on your billboard. So now we're going to put the light energy in, and you're going to be bringing this energy to you, hopefully, from the people around you that live in the light, and that it'll be not a controlling type of energy like the other one was controlling, because it was controlling you. So this would be a very light energy. So think what you want to manifest, and you know, must be within reason, naturally. And here we go. So 1, reprogramming, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, hopefully that'll help you. You can just see how your energetic field has changed. Kind of look at yourself. If you can kind of tune into your billboard, you can see how that feels for you. Okay, we had a question from Hi about Twin Flame Energy and home base. So, yeah, I believe Hi had the clearing. So what you can do to connect, just go to your heart, and instantly you're going to be there. You have to go to your heart because you can't use mind energy to connect. And just ask your twin flame to come to you. And if it's able to, it will. And you can also bring your spiritual backup band, we'll say, from your home base energy to you also. And if you're intuitive enough, you may be able to actually sense, feel the home base energy. And it'll be with you for a while. How long, I can't tell you. I don't know. Your twin flame probably will not stay very long, maybe 5-10 seconds probably. Sometimes it can stay much longer, like hours. But remember, if you're dealing with negativity here, it doesn't want to be here. And that's the reason why you need some clearings before you have that. So I hope that helped you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we have a question from Awareness. He or she is saying that a lot of people, I think this is a she. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. a lot of people are fighting with her lately and getting angry, and she's wondering if her energy is irritating them because she's done a lot of clearings with you.
Well, that's very interesting. Sometimes the darkness wants to, in a sense, invalidate the clearings that you have had. That happens too. Because they want you to feel like nothing happened to you. Sometimes you may get the feeling that you become a target, which really isn't the case, but it can be that way. Typically, what I would say is, you know, what's on your billboard, number one? That's one way to look at it. And number two, what do they want to get out of you? Remember, everybody wants to steal energy. So they're trying to steal the energy from you. So maybe they see your light and they want to have a confrontation with you because you're carrying more light and they want to touch the light. Or maybe they don't like the light and they want to have it dimmed out to get you into the mind energy more. So that could be what could be happening. So is your energy irritating them? It could be possible, yes. If you just go to your heart, then you know, you should be pretty much out of the loop. You could watch them like watching a movie. And when you're in your heart center, that's just the way you feel. You can look at everything around you and not be involved in it. That's why Jesus basically said, you know, paraphrasing, he's not of this world, but living in it, okay? And that's how you be need to be, is just to be, you know, centered in yourself, connected to your own spirit, and then the external situations will not affect you because they're all around us. And it's even possible that as you have more and more clearings done, which makes your life better for you because you get rid of the pressure, the emotional densities, it's possible that you might become more aware of just simpler type of energies because you're actually being more aware. And I see the name is Awareness, so that's very good. So being more aware will actually show up these energies to you where before maybe you didn't really see them. So, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you. Hope I answered the question for you.
Okay, great. I think we have either one or two callers waiting, so maybe we should go to those lines. Is anybody still out there? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this
I
is
hear
Pat. You had solicited, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit low, but we can hear you. Can you talk a little louder into
better?
Your phone?
Is this better?
That is better, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. You had asked for an experience for you to shed light on, and maybe, and my experience that I've been dealing with the last few days especially seems to be in line with what you're talking about tonight. Three and a half years ago, in September, 3.5 years ago, I called a friend, actually the love of my life, and almost certainly my twin flame. And I know that's not supposed to happen, but it seems to have happened to me. I called him up to wish him a happy birthday. The person that answered the phone before I even said who I was and had asked to speak to him, they started screaming at me and hung up on me. And apparently it was his estranged wife. I did not know that when I called because I had been told that he was separated and I did not know they were still in business together. That night I went to sleep and I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning feeling like somebody had punched me hard in the mouth. I got up, I looked in the mirror, and my face looked like I had been punched in the mouth. I was bruised, bleeding, and I had 4 or 5 teeth on the left side of my face that were almost falling out. I have been fighting infection and this situation on the left side of my face will start to get better, then it'll get worse, then it'll get better, then it'll get worse. Since I started doing your healings, and my gratitude to whoever sponsored me for the self-empowerment hearings, everything seems to have gotten physically worse. And I'm right now, you know, running a fever. The teeth are all bleeding again and nasty. I won't even describe the details because it's pretty bad. And I just am sensing that I'm under attack, and not just on the physical level. I'm on so many levels, it's absurd. And I'm wondering if you can shed any light.
Okay. Well, it definitely sounds like you're under attack. Do you have that happening to you on that anniversary date in September? Does it get worse in September? I'm just curious.
No.
Always with you then, huh?
With me, but then so is this person always in my heart, and it does seem to get worse the more I go into my heart. For instance,
Okay, are you going into your heart to try to find that person or the twin flame energy? Because that you should not be doing. I would not connect to that person, even if you think it's your twin flame, because you're bringing in their energy to you, okay? The drawback, which nobody talks about with the twin flame energy, is that unless you're really prepared to bring the energy to you, you will be bringing to yourself, to your spirit, and then to your physical body what your twin flame is going through. It's kind of much like twins, okay, that are born. Okay, they have similar maybe situations because they're working on the same, say, using the term lessons, okay? So if you are connected to your twin flame.
Well, he and I are very definitely like bookends. We're either exactly alike in the way we think, feel, are, or we're exactly opposite, nothing in between.
Yeah, well, I would not connect to that person because that's probably where your harm is coming from, because you're taking on the energies from him to heal him, okay? Do not do that. I'd recommend to disconnect. Don't go there. Maybe it was just strictly for you to know that your twin flame, if that was the case, was actually physical here. If you don't have a relationship with them, then by all means, separate. Don't connect to that energy again, because it's the same thing as your spirit, and you're bringing in your load on your lifetime and his load. If he gets psychic attacks put onto his spirit, you will now have it on yours because you're connecting to it. See, this is your choice by connecting in your heart center to your twin flame. Don't do that. Disconnect.
So I don't understand. I mean, how can you not love the person that you love the most?
Yeah, but the person's not in your life. So you're using force of will to do that, okay? If the person was in your life, it'd be a different story, okay? So that's what you're doing, is you're using your force of will, which is mind energy, to connect to that person. Remember, the spirit that's you is not in judgment. And so, in a sense, you're judging and bringing that energy to you.
Could you explain a little further? Because I don't understand what you mean by that. I'm forcing my will on him. I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me.
Okay, once you think about somebody at all, once you think about that person, that's all force of will energy because you're courting them. Okay? So ask your spirit to disconnect the energy from your other half, if that is true, okay? It's possible it could even be a soul family a connection. But regardless, you don't want to connect to that energy. Remember, the dark side can trick you. And so what's happening is you're bringing in the energy from that spirit energy. It could be a soul family connection, and you're bringing it right into you, and you're getting the ramifications of that. This is why what happens to people when they go into parallel lifetimes. They bring back the energy from their spirit. So, you know, that's what's happening. So I would definitely say don't disconnect. And the fact that you're having a physical problem means that you're dealing with darkness, and the darkness is coming through to you somehow.
So here's my question. Occasionally I have multidimensional awareness. In this particular situation, I don't know who it was that punched me in the mouth. I only know that they weren't in a physical body at the time. I don't know if it was this woman on the telephone or if it was somebody pretending to be her or taking advantage of that opportunity. And I don't know why they're attacking me.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You're never going to probably find out. You should not have that awareness coming to you. Don't go out and look for it. Okay? So your whole life sounds like it's going to hell in a handbasket, and you want to know how to get out of that.
I've always been hell in a handbasket.
Clearing
with been gone there.
Yeah. So you want to do the self-empowerment clearing like you're on, and I would also do dark side practitioner. You get into those two clearings. That's probably what I would recommend for you. And don't go into any parallel lives. Don't leave your body. Tell your spirit to stay home and disconnect from that energy. Don't think about this person, this man, or his wife, or whatever, because, you know, once you do, then all of a sudden you are courted to them, and they're right in the room with you. Just like they're there physically, just like you are right now with the person sitting 3 feet away from you. They are with you. This is why you always want to stay in your heart center and not, don't go outside looking. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. And for you, it's harming you physically.
I guess that's the part that I don't understand, because I don't go mentally out looking for anyone. And I haven't gone out mentally looking for him.
The energy. Somehow you're under attack, and I would say go on to the...
Ron, this is the part I don't get. Seems like the more clearings I do and the higher I get spiritually, the more I come under attack.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. You know, I could probably do a private session with you, but I would personally do the, you know, dark side practitioner clearing.
If you
do think you love this person, okay, which is what you mentioned.
No, it's not a think. It's definitely not a think.
Okay, well, then you have to disconnect from it, okay? The person's not in your life to be with you. So empower yourself. Don't lose your power and give it away to somebody else, because you will be courted completely with this person. And like I said, you'll be bringing in their energies to you. He could be using you for a dumping ground to give all the negativity to you. You know, you're on the other end. If it was in a physical relationship, it'd be great. But if it's not physical, walk away.
Would somebody that loves you do that to you? And would you do that to somebody that you love?
If he loved you, he'd be in your life. Okay?
These are the things that don't...
If he loved you, he'd be in your life. So... We'll.
Just got saying before I called that twin flames don't come in your life. And if they come in, they don't stay in but a few minutes. I mean...
Oh, well, that's different. This is when I connect people to your twin flame energy. This is completely different. This is not what you're going through.
Ron, well, if I can jump in just one moment here. I think one of the clearings that this caller could do would be the darkness to light clearing and put her name in and his name in and the wife or
I've been doing that
name.
For a month now.
Okay.
Every day.
Okay. I guess just keep doing that one and do the be here now and do anything that will uncord you. I think probably we should move on to another caller at this point. But
hey, well, thank you for trying to answer my question.
Sure, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in and good luck. It sounds like a very difficult situation. So is there another caller out there? My understanding was that we had two lines open, so... There is? Hi.
You are right. I'm here. It's Annika.
Oh, hi, Annika.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
Thanks for typing for me.
That's okay. Yeah. You know, I have some questions about the alien attack removal because what I find is I have specific races. And also, I just wanted to mention for the other caller that I... if something's really attacking, it can be a lot deeper, you know, than just the darkness to light one and all those. So, you know,
yeah.
I hope she gets to do more or a private session as such because that could shed more light. So anyway, when I do the alien attack, I found there are specific races that I find are more attacking me than others coming in here at night, and I feel it. And then if I kind of don't do those races, then they come back. So I was wondering, is there then something else I should do? Like, you know, is it more of the space clearing that I need to be doing? Because they come back in somehow. So maybe they're coming in through another person. Maybe they're coming in. I don't know, through something here, maybe I have something I still haven't cleared out that could be an object or an old book that connects to the races or somehow they can get in here. So I just wanted to see if Ron has any thoughts on what else can be making that, you know, channel to me. And maybe this might help other people that are going through the same thing, too.
Yeah, good question. What do you think, Ron?
Oh, boy, that is a good one. Okay. Oh, man.
I have wondered about that book thing, too, Annika.
Yeah.
Get rid of our channeled books.
Yeah.
I've gotten rid of everything I've found, but, you know, even like last month, I found some notes that I had from... It was a session I did with somebody, like a weekend workshop type thing, and I, you know, obviously those notes could have something in them, and I threw them out, and, you know, I keep doing that. But I know even religious icons or anything like that, and I know that's been put in my husband's travel bags and things like that. So I'm just curious. What could I be looking for? What should I go out and look for, Ron?
Boy, okay. let me kind of cover that in a different way, okay? So let's just, because you brought up that you went to a workshop with some practitioner, I'm just assuming probably years ago or something. And let's kind of cover that scenario. So let's just say that you went to a workshop or maybe you bought a book, and that's in your library. Well, you're still connected to that book, and you're also connected to every word that you read in that book. Okay? Remember, the dark side works with you with the letters making words. So you get a book and you read about it, and we already know about the different code systems that they use and that they can put sentences together to connect you to a certain energy. And once the energy is connected to you, even though you don't read it or use it any longer, it still can be with you. So, man, that's a rough one. The next thing is what I believe you said is that maybe family members might be bringing in maybe unknowing to them energies too. You don't know what your children are doing in school. You know, nobody knows what anybody else is doing and how it's coming into your household when you're not with them. So, and do you have any? I could probably, you know, I'm just thinking. Some people go out. Maybe they go to a nursery. Yeah, maybe they go to a nursery and they get some type of figurine or something that maybe was made, say, I'll just say in Hawaii or Bali or something, some type of head formation or something. And all of a sudden, you know, you get that and, you know, all of a sudden you start having energies coming in. You don't know why, you know, maybe you're suffering from something, but, and it could take 10 years. This thing could be activated, you know. And so that might be something, too, to look at. I'm not saying you have this, but you may look to see if you have any gargoyles, you know, in your house or something, you know, or something that could be imprinted by the aliens that are a thing that's used through other cultures, okay?
Yeah. So it's so interesting to me how it is. You know, Ron, it's the same ones. It's the same ones that I keep getting back to. It's sort of like, I haven't done them for a while. Okay, I got to get back. And then I notice, okay, now they're gone. So it's funny.
So
it's like the same race wanting to come back.
Huh?
They must like me.
Okay.
You know?
So let's see here. Well, let's do a clearing. Let's just let's look at it another way. Let's assume that these this alien race or races want to come into the light. And they're bugging you. So let's just try this one here. So this we have on the website, that's darkness to light clearing. And let's just to release these now from you here. So since you're pretty intuitive, let's first take, I'll just take three areas in your house, okay? Let's take your kitchen area. Everybody has a kitchen. Then we'll take your maybe your dining area, if that's separate. Sometimes it's combined. We'll do this for everybody, too, listening. And then, naturally, you have a, everybody has a bathroom, right? And then you have a bedroom. So we'll just go into four of these locations. So these are what everybody probably has, okay? So let's do the kitchen area. And if they're hanging out in there, maybe you have a picture or something on your wall. Who knows, or something. Or a book that was put aside that you haven't looked at for a long time. Could be in any one of these rooms. So let's clear these out here. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we'll include dining room with living room, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, oh man, this feels heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, wow, real heavy. A lot of people out there have stuff in that room, or room. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's possible maybe you have a lot of videos, you know, for the people out there listening. Maybe you have a thing full of videos. Remember, energy is energy. So you don't have it in your machine watching, and it's still there. And let's go into your bathrooms now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now bedroom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I don't know what that's like, Annika, but basically just see what that does. And let's now bring these beings to the light. So here we go. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And I take these energies away now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. some interesting, if anybody wants to call in too and express their experience now. So how does that feel, Annika?
When you did that last bit, that was really powerful. So there was something
the
here,
was,
I think.
The one just to get them to go to the light, right?
Yeah, this last bit when you cleared the rooms and asked them to go in the light being, very powerful.
You have any sense of what room they may have been wanting to visit you in?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's in my bed, in my bedroom, where I am now and where I get those feelings. It's when I lie down. But
okay, an idea. I just wonder if possibly, unless you bought your house brand new, most people don't have new houses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible maybe the people that had the house before you be in a bedroom, they're always going to be in it. Maybe they did some kind of stuff, opened up a vortex, you know? Maybe you bought a new age house or something, you know, where the people are doing their meditations and chants and stuff in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Who knows? So let's clear that up. In fact, we'll go into this a little differently on this program. Let's go into, the sexual aspect of this, since it's the bedroom, the tantra sex aspect, okay? So let's clear that out of the bedroom. Who knows who's been in there? So here we go. So clear this energy out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm yawning, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's do something with sexual, rituals would probably be the way to put it, I guess. I don't know. I won't go too deep into that, but you all know what I'm talking about here. So, anyway, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is clearing your bedrooms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I will say, too, is I have met people who physically say, I'm from so-and-so star system, okay? And they know that. Nothing's wrong with that. But that's what they tell you, okay? And you probably have people talk to you about that also. You know, everybody listening out there, you meet somebody, and they go, I know I'm a star person, and I'm from this, from the Pleiadians or something like that, or I know it was an Arcturian or whatever. Well, maybe they live someplace, and just by knowing that connection, they were attempting to bring in that energy from where they came from into that bedroom or living room or someplace. And since they know about this, maybe they've known about it for 20 years. Well, where do they live for the last 20 years, okay? Maybe you're living in a room that these people before that made that connection. I'm just kind of throwing that out to you, everybody who are, who don't have a brand new house, we'll say, okay, and are living in a house that may have problems. They'd be haunted or something like that with these energies, or maybe they open up a vortex or a stargate, and all of a sudden it's still there. Remember, energy, once it's there, it's there. You have to just change its form to get rid of it and close it off. So, anyway, I hope that helped everybody. This is a paranormal show, so we get into stuff like this here. So anything else, Annika, if you're still out there on the telephone? If not, I'll turn it back over to Carrie.
Okie dokie. I'll just quickly read a couple of things that Marianne is saying in relation to the clearing that you're doing and what you're talking about right now. She's just asking if books, what can you do about books that don't belong to you? And I'm just wondering about that media clearing that you put up yesterday, I think. Can you put book titles and video titles into those?
Yes, there is a box to write in situations. Yeah, I would put it in there. Yeah, definitely.
And then if the book belongs to somebody else who lives in your house and you're not able to throw it away or get it out of the house, will clearing the title clear the energy? And if the book is still there, I mean, is that enough to do, or do you need to get rid of the book or video or whatever?
That's a good one. Well, you first want to try to clear it to see if you can neutralize the energy on it. Now, remember, if the person, let's just say that you cleared it out. Okay, so now the emotional energy... Okay, let's just start over again. This video is made, and it has emotional content in it, okay? So the actors have the emotional content, so now it's imprinted emotionally, and we'll just say with negativity, okay? So the person now is watching it, and they're going through the roller coaster ride too, and also imprinting into the house that negativity, okay? Because now it's being generated from another source. So let's just say you got rid of the emotional energy by putting the name in, if that were to work. Well, is it going to be reprinted when a person watches it over again with the negativity back onto the DVD or something? Can that be done? I would think so. So, you know, if it's watched again, it could regenerate it. What I would do is probably put the person's name in, if you know their name, of the video, and also the person's name, so that you're covering both bases. So whoever has watched that, remember, if they think about it at all, about watching that video, they're going to re-energize it again. And you have no control over that. And that's one of the problems, is that that could happen that way. Because they could re-energize. Remember, everything created is a life form. And so when they think about that video, maybe they're talking about it, and, you know, maybe a year later and somebody mentions the name of that video, and they go, oh, yeah, I watched it, so-and-so, this happened, that happened, right? All of a sudden, it's now being activated because they're corded to the video, and they know where it is in your house, and all of a sudden now it gets regenerated and activated over again. This is how people do the spells and curses, using the energy pools up there in the cosmos, up in the, you know, we'll just see up in the sky here, and they tap into the energy. So, it's a very good question. I would first say put the name in of the video, and then also put in the person who watched it, trying to get the energy neutralized both ways. So back to you, Carrie.
It's a complicated soup that we're wading through here.
Yeah, and having to deal with other people's choices and what they choose to do, because everything is free choice, free will, and then you end up being in that soup.
Right, exactly. Well, Ted is saying thank you. He felt a huge shift where he is. He said, I know my arms got very, very heavy when you were doing the dining room and the bathroom for some reason. So that was a good one. Thank you, Ron. So let's see. Let me just quickly let everybody know that Ron's weekend this Saturday for 4 hours and then the following three Sundays are his conference calls. And if you would like to get on those, if you go on his website, creationlightship.com, on the left, scroll down to conference calls, and you can click on there, and that will take you through the steps on how to get through those calls. Do you want to say anything else about that, Ron, before we go to the last couple of questions? We're getting a little close to the end of the show now.
Yeah, if you can get on those eight-hour calls, they're just wonderful because it really gives you self-empowerment. It gets rid of those alien critters out of you. I can't talk enough about it. If you want to come on the conference call coming up next here that we're doing straight up on the hour, I'll probably be on it a little bit after, but, you know, by all means, come on that call because it's so fantastic. We can talk about that, and if you want to experience a couple of the BBS shows, it's on the top of the website. The date on it is 11:30:07, I believe, in 10. I think it's 10:10:08, And those two shows, we actually took out some of the critters. But you feel better afterwards. The whole thing is, how do you feel? You know, life here isn't the greatest at times, but if you start feeling better, then that's great. And this is why people have physical problems, because these aliens are with you, whether you know it or not. So we could talk about that, too, and maybe people could express what they felt on the calls. Normally, people that are on them feel better after each one of them. So people ask me and say, Ron, if I just come on one call, is that going to help me? Will it fix all of my problems? Well, it'll help you. Will it fix all your problems? Probably not. Remember, you're infested with these things. But each time you get some out, you feel better. And that's just the way it works. So will there ever be an end to this? I don't know. People are still going to churches praying to bring these energies here. So until we get rid of people praying outside of themselves to connect to the dark side, you know, we're in the soup mix here, and all you can do is, you know, keep your auric field up really strong, do your life force energy, stay in your heart center, and, you know, hopefully you can live life here much calmer and more in peace. So back to you, Carrie, but if you can get on the calls, by all means do it. It's $200 for yourself, $100 for a spouse, is 28 hours of healing, and that's if you start right now. And we have the first session will be tomorrow, which is Saturday. It'll be a four-hour call, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then we go into the next day, which is Sunday. And for three consecutive Sundays, we have eight-hour calls, and they start at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we do wonderful healings. So if you're into doing healings on yourself, and you want to have the easiest way possible, this is it. Back to you, Carrie.
And Marianne is pointing out that if you're not able to get on the calls, because they are long, the Sunday ones are 8 hours long, that Ron can take you up as an absentee, and all the same work will be done on you, so you just need to shoot him an email and let him know. Let's see. Are we going to the top of the hour, Ron, or are they going to cut us off at 55? Because my computer says we're at 51.
I think we started about 5 after, so we could probably go maybe 57 after or something, I think.
Oh, okay, great. Well, Marie R. was asking a while back. She's had a friend from long ago who has just died, and she's asking if you can clear their energy. So I guess that would be their emotional body that might still be roaming around down here with us.
Yeah, we'll take them out of view here. So here we go. So I'll count to 10, see if you can feel a change in your body. One, remember what they do is they tap into scenarios that you've experienced with them, too. So they can keep alive inside of you an experience. So here we go. We'll get rid of that experience here that they're cording into. So we're just taking away cording now, we'll say. So here we go. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay.
All right. So just that number for, so I guess we'll do, you're going to do the call after the show at maybe 8:05 or something, so you have a little break. And the number for that, if for everybody who'd like to call in again, is 646. 519-5800, and then the PIN is 9009#. And let's see what else we have going on here on the fast chat. Lots of people are saying that they love the eight-hour calls. And you can come on and off those. You don't have to just be on them for the whole 8 hours or just be an absentee. You can kind of come in and out of those, and they're very well worth doing. I think they're the ones where I feel the most physical stuff going on with me of all the clearings that I've done with you, Ron. It's quite amazing what happens, what you can feel going on in your body. Maybe you could just say a little bit about what the difference between the calls are and the equivalent clearings that you have online for removing the parasite, the alien parasite energies. How does it differ doing an online clearing to doing the eight-hour calls?
Okay, yeah. Online we have the alien parasitic life form removal. That's under the alien attack location. It's $30 for the month. It works very well. Both sessions are good, except the 8-hour ones, we cover a lot more. and you're on the light ship for the whole month, where on the other call you're not, or the other, you know, online session. So we actually go through many, many things at one time. You're in quarantine, and the quarantine room is outside the light ship because they will not allow darkness to come into it. When you're doing the clearings online, you're still being worked with the same way, but I don't know if you're that dedicated to go on it for 8 hours in one stint, okay? And which ones are you going to pick? Naturally, you can just start on it, and it will help you. It always helps. But the eight-hour calls are just very, very beneficial. So, and we cover a lot of things, and you're also on the light ship doing healing. So, you know, there's a lot going on in 8 hours of time. And the time basically stops for you. So the 8 hours that may look like, you know, 8 hours of real time down here, as you watch the clock, you will actually feel like maybe at the most probably a half an hour. And the time goes by very, very quickly. So that's about all I can say. But, yeah, if you can't afford it, then by all means go on the, you know, the one that's for $30 for the month. It will help you. But the other one is probably much, much more beneficial. Plus you're on the light ship for the whole month if you get onto the whole program. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Marie is asking if you can clear the pool of energy that practitioners use. That's a giant
Each time you go on to the dark side practitioner clearing, that energy does get cleared out. I can't say it's always taken away completely. Remember, people have free choice, free will here. So, yeah, people go into churches praying to God. Well, they're infesting that energy again with alien life form stuff and alien energies, and then people tap into it. So, you know, the light ship does work with it to try to get rid of it, but because of our free will, free choice here, humanity is bringing in darkness. And that's the problem here, is that, you know, the light ship can't stop people having free will because they gave you free will. And it's up to the people to understand that they are connected to the divine energy automatically without praying outside of themselves to become prey. And that's just the way people are here. They need something outside of themselves. They don't know about their own spirit. And so, you know, every Sunday or maybe every Saturday, people are bringing in darkness here. And all you can do is attempt to get yourself out of it and to be heart-centered. And that's about the only way I can talk about that, because the people do, living, even your neighbors, maybe even your family members who or relatives go to church. And when you look at it from afar, you wonder, why are they doing this? You know, it's hard to tell them that they can't, because they've been so brainwashed through all their lifetimes that they think they have to do this because, you know, they want to get a seat in heaven or whatever. And it's interesting, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods with an S before me. Interesting, huh? Disclosure there, right? So who was talking? It was one of the alien races that wanted to become more powerful than the other races. So they put the word gods with an S on it, you know, just telling upon themselves and other energies that are out there that they are the one at that moment in time. So back to you, right, Carrie. Looks like our time is probably coming to a close here.
Yep. So I guess everybody that wants to continue the conversation can get on the call, the 646-519-5800 phone number, 9009 pound, I'm sorry. And I guess that's about it. There are a few other things on the fast chat, but I don't think we have time to get to them. So sorry for anybody that we missed. But you can ask Ron directly in about 5 minutes if you'd like to come on the call.
Yeah, and so this is designed mainly for newcomers to get their questions and answers, you know, to what they need to know. And we like to try to stay focused with, you know, light ship questions about the light ship and everything else, and, you know, not really talk about earthly events that are happening here, because there's always something happening. And unfortunately, it's not the light ship's responsibility to fix everything, because, you know, for the humans here are supposed to be able to do that themselves through their own energetic work, so, and to connecting to their own divinity inside of themselves. So the problems that we're having here, like the oil spill, for instance, that's all darkness. And, you know, the people that got the a lot of rainfall in Tennessee there, that's all darkness energies. And the darkness came in from somewhere, someplace, and this is how it's being brought forth for a manifestation. And remember, the darkness loves to have a lot of negativity and traumas that they live off of. So the more they can have here, the better off they are as far as getting energy from you. Remember, the light doesn't promote itself. You have it with you inside of yourself. And this is the way everybody should be living, is heart-centered and not relying upon something outside of themselves to give them energy. And the darkness loves that, too. Take your energy from you. Oh, okay. I guess we'll see everybody on the call here.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, so I'll be on about 5 after. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
So 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. Bye.
Bye-bye.